In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, this is letter number 3001. And this is dated Vav Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Avracha. So, the Rebbe says, I received your Pidyon Nefesh, the pan, that's the redemption of soul note, through Harav Garlitsky Sheyichya. And you're asking me to mention you for success in your studies to become a doctor. A doctor shomer Torah mitzvahs, meaning a doctor that keeps Torah mitzvahs. As the Rebbe says, I will mention you on the tzion of my father-in-law, the Ohel, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, during an auspicious time. So the Rebbe says, in generally, any Jew, every Jew, especially somebody who learned in a Lubavitcher yeshiva, so should always and everywhere consider himself an agent from the Blessed Hashem. Always look at yourself that you're an agent of Hashem. As our sages of blessed memory in the end of Kiddushin say, I was created so that I can serve Hashem. So you're all here as a servant of Hashem. So therefore, you have to put effort to influence also the Jewish friends, that also they should come to this recognition. So the Rebbe says, so especially that you find yourself in, it doesn't say where, especially in a circle of Jewish students, that I'm sure that many of them require spiritual help. I'm hopeful that you will consider this your mission, your job, to bring them close to Torah mitzvahs in their daily life. And when Hashem gives somebody a job to do it, He also gives him the powers, the strength to be able to accomplish the mission. And that's only hinges on your goodwill, wanting to do so. So, basically what the Rebbe is saying to him, you're asking me for the blessing, I will pass along, I will mention you at the my father-in-law, by the Rebbe, at the Tzion. But the Rebbe basically is telling him, you as a student of the Lubavitcher Yeshiva, any and every Jew should always consider himself an agent of Hashem. And when you're in an environment, in a circle, you must impart, you must influence the surrounding, especially you're among students, Jewish students. For sure there are those that can use some spiritual help. So the Rebbe is now giving him a special lesson from medicine. Because you're students of medicine specifically, if you take into consideration that even the science recognizes now the importance from hereditary, recognize that the importance in the Jewish life. So you need to explain to them that the health of a soul by a Jew is connected with the inheritance of the Torah from the time we stood at Mount Sinai. And a Jew cannot be spiritually healthy and wholesome if he is torn away from the source with which his parents and grandparents were connected from countless generations, that they were very closely tied. So you have to continue that heritage, that hereditary, you know, your parents were all connected, the grandpa connected to Torah, that should be connected. You have to keep that connection. You cannot be spiritually healthy and whole if you're not connected to the same source that for so many generations, the family, the ancestors, they were connected to. So, basically, the Rebbe is giving him a special lesson for the students of medicine that he's amongst them. And the Rebbe says that when you find yourself in an environment in which you need special support from Hashem, Sayaita Dishmaya, to be protected from the other side. Basically, I guess when you're in yeshiva or you're in a close-knit environment, I mean, you have that support. But you go away to school and you're amongst other students that don't believe or think the same way you do. So there's always a chance, there's always a bigger struggle. So you need extra support so that you should be able to be protected from the other side. So Hashem treats people measure for measure. So the Rebbe says, therefore, through this that you will bring other people close to Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem will give you additional strength so that you can go through your road in the path of Torah and mitzvahs with fear of heaven and the acceptance of Hashem's yoke, to always constantly feel that being close to Hashem is good for me. Ani kirvas elikim li toiv, that is good for me. The Rebbe says, if you are going to try to influence other, Hashem will pay you back. He'll give you the strength that you should be able to hold strong in your principles, in your Yiddishkeit, as the realization is when you go out into campus or into studies or you go amongst other people, there can be all kinds of influences. So in order for you to get your extra strength that you need. So first of all, the Rebbe says, it's your mission. And if you're there, God gives you the strength. And you have that special lesson from science that things are hereditary, so your ancestors, their connection is hereditary to you. You need to stay connected. But especially when you go out and you need extra protection from the new struggles and challenges that you find by helping others, then Hashem will give you more strength and you will find that Hashem's closeness to you, and the Rebbe blesses him to be able to make it through the way and stick to Torah and mitzvahs and Yerushalayim, and to always feel, very important, that being close to Hashem, Hashem being close to me is good for me. Feel always that Hashem's closeness is something very good for the person.